Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. And Arnold the Dick and Murta the Meek, please leave our football club. So Manchester United back in action on a Thursday night. Not for the Europa League because they're out of that. But for some reason the Premier League have decided to pretty much put all their remaining midweek matches on a Thursday. Just absolutely ridiculous, really. But the scheduling, it is what it is, and we'll have to get on with it. Although what I don't really get is in the last week of the season that United play on a Thursday and then have to play on a Sunday again. You would think that they'd be able to shift matches around, but for some reason they've not been able to do it. We talked about the integrity of the league, which was smashed to bits when they cancelled matches for no reason earlier on in the season. And then they cancelled three more games a week after. So we know it's for the sad news that the Queen died, but there was no need to cancel the matches. They know it. They'll never apologise for it. But this is where we're up to. Well, the United team is out in the rematch of the FA Cup semi-final. So again, the whole country wants to lose because apparently United were massively lucky to beat Brighton in that FA Cup semi-final. Massively lucky, yeah. Right, whatever. As I say, the whole country wanted Brighton to win then. The whole country want Brighton to win tonight. But it's up to United to step up to the plate. And just like Arsenal, and I'll keep going on about it, Arsenal, you've had a good season, but you're a bunch of bottlers. Man United have had a good season, and they will be a bunch of bottlers if they do not make top four this season. Arsenal have blown the title already. It's over. It's finished. Because they couldn't keep a 2-0 lead away at West Ham and couldn't beat Southampton at home. If that's not bottling it, tell me what else is. It's a bottle. But just, you know, you're not allowed to say that nowadays. But as I say, United have to make sure they don't bottle it because they only need 9 more points to guarantee top four. And this is probably, people say, well, this is their hardest match left. Well, you saw Man United against Spurs, didn't you? Weak mentality this side. This side could easily go the last 6 matches and probably pick up 5 points because that's the kind of team it can be. It could also go all 6 matches and win all 6. So, but you need to get the points on the board. And you want a positive end towards the season before the FA Cup final against Manchester City. So the team news is out and it's David De Gea in goal. Back four of Van Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof and Shaw and Delo. Midfield of Fred comes in. He came on to good effect against Brighton in the semi-final. It didn't come on to very good effect against Spurs last week, despite being brilliant in the home match against Spurs. So let's hope Fred can step up. But you could always just take him off after 30 minutes if he decides to be... is it wrong to say old Fred? Because he's not really... New Fred's not really a massive difference. It just means new Fred's just a bit better than old Fred. But less giving the ball away apart from Spurs last week, which was a shocker. But anyway... So it's Fred, Casemiro and Fernandes, the three in the middle. And then up front, it is Rashford on the left. Anthony will be on the right. And it will be Anthony Martial through the middle. Martial hasn't started the last couple of games, as far as I'm aware. So maybe, I don't know, it was just like a resting situation just to make sure that he's in peak condition for the next 2 games. Our next match against West Ham away on a Sunday, 7 p.m. Utter shambles, but as I say, that's BT scheduling though, because Brighton play on the Monday against Everton, which is a BT match. As I say, there is someone at BT that doesn't like Man United and likes this ridiculous scheduling, but it is what it is, and United will just have to get on with it and make sure that they get the points that are required, and they'll need to step up. It will be a difficult game against Brighton. They'll have to, they're trying to control that midfield. I've seen their team. I don't know if they're playing a back three, or if, because it doesn't look like they've got sort of a set right back, because Solly March is on the bench, and he played right back in that semi-final, so maybe De Zerbi's looking to get some power off the bench. United's bench is quite strong. We've got Eriksen on there, you've got Sancho on there, Sabitzer on there, so there can be changes made in regards to the going forward, a different way of playing, so it'll be interesting to see how things work out during the match. But I'm at home watching the game, and I will be back at half-time. Half-time is Brighton 0, Manchester United 0. Actually, a very similar game to the FA Cup match. Brighton so much better on the ball. having a style, really good passing through. And they have created a few opportunities, the best being from Matoma, which was a mistake by Victor Lindelof. He just basically passed the ball straight to him. David De Gea saved with his head. I was worried he might have to go off for a concussion substitute, maybe with Jack Butland on goal. I don't know if Heaton's back yet. I've not checked if Heaton is back on the bench. But they've looked really good sort of moving forward of Brighton, but not, as you say, it's having those clear-cut chances, really. A few shots from the edge of the box, but they've got a few youngsters in there, and because Casido's not even playing centrally in the box. United have had some really good opportunities. One from Anthony really early. That was the first chance of the game. Couldn't even hit the target. Rashford had an opportunity. Good save for Jason Sterling. He went near post. Martial's had an opportunity. He tried to just smash it through Sterling. He saved that. So United have had opportunities, but with both sides, they just struggle to score goals, and that's a massive problem for both teams. This game could easily be sort of 1-1, 2-2 or something like that. Draw's probably a fair result at half-time. As I say, Brighton, much the better team in regards of football. United, as I say, with Fred in there, much more combative. But Brighton, they're still finding a way to pass through the lines and through where Manchester United's midfield. Casemiro has now been booked, so he can't put in any more stray challenges. So it'll be interesting to see how the second half pans out, because I think United are going to have to... I mean, if they think about staying the same way that they're playing, Brighton will still probably be able to create those opportunities further up the pitch. It's whether they'll be able to take them. And as I say, the thing you've got to remember is Casido's not even playing in central midfield. It's Billy Gilmore and... Alexis McAllister playing through there. Bruno Fernandes not having his greatest of games, and we need to see him more involved, really. He's had a couple of... I was a bit worried at the start of the game when he just did a silly pass in basically the first 30 seconds of the game straight to a Brighton player, and I just thought, is it going to be one of those games for Bruno? But maybe we'll get settled down at half-time. It's through. It's 0-0 at the moment. As I say, it's an important match for Manchester United. They need to be getting the results. The sooner you get those 9 points needed for top four, the better. Because, as I say, that's their only target left in the league season. Then, obviously, the FA Cup final has been put to bed until June the 3rd. So, I will be back after the second half. Or possibly during. Right, there's 5 minutes to go. It's still Brighton 0, Manchester United 0. Brighton been the better side in this second half. United are pretty much... They're not hanging on, but... They pretty much, it's for me been rubber stamp that they're going for draw, because Weghorst has come on for Martial, which tells you that you're not necessarily looking for goals. I mean, Martial's been poor this game, effort wise, and sticking the boot in. He's been soft as shat, shall we say. But Weghorst will do the running. He will pressure defenders. So, I mean, slowly, but he will do it. He will put the running in. But he's very unlikely to score a goal. Q will probably score a goal in stoppage time or something. That would be great. It's still 0-0. It's very much a United try to, as I say, it's not they're hanging on, but they're not really trying to win the game either. Brighton definitely are trying to win the game. And pretty much, if any team deserved it, it would be Brighton. They've been... United have had the better chances. They've still had the better chances. But Brighton have been probably the better team. But this is a problem with United, as I say. Martial goes off, you bring Weghorst on, you're not trying to score a goal, really, are you? So we'll see what happens in the last few minutes of this game. Is there going to be a winner? We shall see. For me, probably neither side really deserves to take away 3 points from this game. But we know how football is. Heartbreak at the end, possibly. So there we have it. It's end of Brighton 1, Manchester United 0. A late penalty for Brighton. a correct decision. I don't know what Luke Shaw was doing. He did give away the free kick. It was soft. Corner from there. Corner came across. The final whistle had actually gone. But there was a VAR check, and he did handball it, and his arm was in the... It was a clear handball, and Brighton put the ball in the back of the net. McAllister, who the reports are going to Liverpool, so well done. You've done your job for Liverpool. United lose, and it was a deserved loss, because in the last 15 minutes of the game, as I mentioned when I talked just 5 minutes before, they didn't even try to win the game. They weren't hanging on. They were just holding on. No, just... no ability at all to keep hold of that ball when the ball was pushed further forward. It was a deserved win for Brighton. And United, are they doing an Arsenal? Are they choking? Are they going to bottle it, this top four? Because top four is important. As I say, they've had a good season, but messages on chats about the long season. And for me, as I say, it's just the way the season's structured. Everybody knows how this season was going to run. But unfortunately, the people that run our football club haven't structured the squad rightly. Yes, the players are tired, but they're going to have to keep going. It's less than 3 days now till we play West Ham away from home, and they're going to have to step up and be ready for that. United did have opportunities and should have scored a goal, but why did United not score a goal today? Because they haven't actually got a decent striker. There's a reason why they haven't got a decent striker. Well, one reason is they paid 80 million for Antony when they should have paid a lot less. The other reason is teams have worked out Wout Weghorst. And if Marcus Rashford doesn't score, he did have an opportunity today, then United don't seem to score. Bruno Fernandes was completely anonymous today, as I mentioned. Little flick after 30 seconds worried me. He was completely anonymous throughout the game. Some non-balls out to Rashford were his only contribution. Rashford, he had a difficult game because basically he had Martial up front, who was absolutely useless, and then Sancho came on and didn't do anything either. So he was like playing as two players. Antony did okay, showed a bit of spirit, but again, missed that opportunity. And, you know, if you pay 200k a week, it'd be nice if you could use your right foot. It's, as I say, these footballers nowadays, they don't really seem to do a lot. They've got a lot of time on their hands. And you go back to the time about, people talk about the class of 92. There's a reason the class of 92 was good as were. They saw players like Eric Cantona staying back in training, thought, I'm going to try and make myself better. David Beckham. How many tricks did David Beckham have? He didn't have many, but what he was an ultimate professional. He worked hard, but he practiced and practiced and practiced. He made sure he was 100% fit. He could use his left foot, to be fair to him. And even Ryan Giggs, he could use his right foot, Ryan Giggs. I mean, as I say, say the various reasons why he's not been inducted into the Premier League Hall of Fame, but he is, well, he's the most decorated Premier League player ever, and he could easily argue he is up there as the best Premier League player ever because of the way he reinvented himself and he learned to change his game. It seems footballers nowadays don't really want to do that, but United are just going to have to suck this one up and get ready to go to West Ham. As I say, a difficult match, it's always difficult to go to West Ham. I would actually like us to go 2-0 up at West Ham and see if we can do a choke like Arsenal did, basically. But West Ham will be ready for Manchester United, and United will need to be ready. And as I say, I don't have excuses of tiredness. I'm just not having it, because you know exactly how this season was going to shape up and they didn't structure the squad properly. And as I say now, Wout Weghorst, I feel slightly sorry for him. He doesn't do it. He's not going to score any goals for you because teams know how to play against him. And then he came onto the pitch. He tried to sort of hold the ball up on occasion. Didn't do brilliantly, but he didn't really have much else. As I say, I think Rashford was knackered in Sancho. I don't know what they were doing. And as for the midfield, well, Brighton have a better midfield than Manchester United. Most teams in this country have a better midfield than Manchester United. The absolute gaps in this football team are clear and obvious to see, and teams are seeing that now, and they're going to say, right, this Manchester United side, they're actually not that brilliant in midfield if you actually stop them. They're decent enough at the back, and actually up front they're actually bang average. So United are going to have to say, they're going to have to go to the bitter end towards the end of the season. As I say, Luke Shaw had a good game today, but fortunately, when you make mistakes like that, and if I was David De Gea, I'd be absolutely massively peeved off, because again, he made some excellent saves, he had his clean sheet sorted, and then his defence sort of let him down, although I don't think you can just blame the defence, I think you can blame the whole team basically for just not being ready to step up to the plate, and even as I say, even try and get something out of the game. Brighton were just attacking, especially in the last 5-10 minutes, and they deserved their victory. And as I say, Manchester United can't complain about trying, oh, we haven't got a draw against Brighton. As I say, that is unfortunately the standards at this football club. We've got issues with the sale. We've got a load of players that have to have new contracts, which means more money that apparently they don't have. Ten Hag was talking in the press conference about needing a director of football or somebody that can help the manager. I mean, that says everything. I mean, even he knew after the 4-0 against Brentford that Murta the Meek and Arnold the Dick are useless at their jobs. But even he's saying that out loud now. He's saying the things that I've mentioned, I've said, that this football club is not fit for purpose. Caicedo plays right back today, then comes into midfield. A player Manchester United should have bought and could have bought, but their recruitment team is an absolute shambles. And that needs a complete overhaul. That's not going to get done over the summer. And United are already behind the eight ball because, as I say, we're waiting on the sale. Ten Hag doesn't know which players are going in the summer. And do you really trust the people that are there now to do the actual sales that are required? I don't, but I've never trusted them because they actually are incompetent. But, you know, people will eventually listen to me when Manchester United are basically just battling around like Spurs are in fifth or sixth place and not actually doing the best thing they can. Erik ten Hag, if you get a bit off in the summer, my advice would be to leave Manchester United because the support you're getting at the football club, which was required at the end, which was required, especially in January, was not given. And you know that, and I know that. The job that Ten Hag and his coach have done has been excellent. But what is Manchester United? As I say, the curator talks about number one is the top. Well, we're never going to get to number one under this current regime in regards of above the manager. It's just not going to happen because they're not interested in that. We can still be able to win cup trophies, but we're never going to get to the top of where you want to be, of winning the Premier League and winning the Champions League, not under these people. We're not even challenging. As I say, we're not even in the Champions League. We're bumbling around in the Europa League. And So, a disappointing end to the evening, but it's not a surprise. As I say, it's not a surprise, although it was quite funny seeing the celebrations Brighton were having. Like Newcastle celebrations, you do realise Man United aren't the team they used to be, don't you? You do realise that. And I don't tend to have the commentary or the aftermath, but Jamie Redknapp said, Man City have to go to Brighton late on the season. Do you know what? If Brighton give it the chances that they gave up against us today, they're going to be 3 or 4 nil down. They've got strikers that can put the ball into that. Actually, they've got midfielders that can put the ball into, attackers that can put the ball into the net. It's not going to happen. We all know that. And obviously, Sky are desperate for there to be like a title challenge to the bitter end. Arsenal have choked and bottled it. The title race is over. The top four race is on for Manchester United, but they have to not do an Arsenal and choke and bottle it. Because that is exactly what it will be. Anyway, thanks for listening. As always, all the pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk or perverse podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Podomatic, Podchaser, Listen Notes. Search MUFC Global at your favourite search engine. And it will come up and you can have a listen. You can please comment, like, share, subscribe. Tell me what you think of my thoughts. As I say, I'd stick firm and squarely to my thoughts and how this football club is basically not a football club. Ten Hag's trying to get that back, but he ain't going to be helped till this football club is sold. And just on that, as I say, Jim Ratcliffe, is he the favourite? Is Qatar the favourite? Who knows? But the one thing we want is we want the Glazers completely out of this football club. We don't want them, even if they're sat in the back corner doing absolutely nothing, we don't want them taking any more money out of this football club. It's as simple as that. No fan wants that. But it looks like with Jim Ratcliffe's deal, we don't know the ins and outs. They're going to be sat in the background. As I say, these nice people, these gentlemen that Jim Ratcliffe calls them, they're not. They're scum parasites. And we need them out of this football club. If this football club's to progress any further and actually try and win the big trophies. You want to win trophies, but you also want to be challenging. You can't always win everything, but you want to be challenging to win trophies at the highest level. And Manchester United are not there yet. So, anyway, thanks for listening. I will be back after the West Ham match. We'll see how they come out for that game and see if what the strategy is. Because teams now know if you keep Manchester United at bay for most of the game, they tire later on in the match and they actually just hope to get a point. It's as simple as that. Thanks for listening, and I will be back after the West Ham match. Frustrating evening away from home yet again for Manchester United. Balls it up last week with weak mentality. Wasn't necessarily weak mentality tonight. It was just not having any chutzpah or having any football know-how to try and see out a game. But as I say, we've seen it, been there and done that before.